This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Just a hit of you will make me fly and soar without a clue and dive into the great divide and not care if I come back black or blue. A hit of you, one taste of you, just a taste of you will make me die the sweetest death. It's not a lie, a taste of you is all I need to end this mortal pressing. A taste of you, one hit of you.
You're on Joy 94.9, and as we play in Lady Rizzo, she is in the studio live with us all the way from New York City, USA. Lady Rizzo, welcome to Dano and Mason Hour.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here.
It doesn't look like it, but I can sense that you are.
No, I am. Do you understand what, like, 3 weeks of a
conversation? We were just talking about it, saying how do these people function about
know.
Now?
I don't know. And last night was the first night that I took a sleeping pill to just, turn
it's
off the brain.
It's still working. And you're not really here.
This is all
a dream.
It's a very strange thing what sleeping pills
do to you.
Sleeping pills? Well,
it's sort of like anesthetic. You just kind of lose those hours or wake up with crazy dream memories.
Yeah.
But it's good that those five guys carried you in today, like you were asleep when you got here.
I hope they didn't do anything to me in the elevator.
No, they wouldn't have done that.
We should just back announce that song because I love it. That's a single off your latest album, Indigo, and that's called Hit of You.
It is, that's true.
Which is not a violent act. Hit of You, I understand in that context, mean like to take a sample of you
it's a double. I wrote that song kind of as a double thing. One, it was I was dealing with some obsessive thoughts about a lover, and then the other, I started the song writing the song that way, and then I kind of finished it talking about a relationship with an audience. How I I just get a hit. It's like a, it's the best drug. And then I sit in the dressing room afterwards and I fall.
I did. I had a little sneak peek of your show, obviously, and I love it. You come out and you basically, you say to the audience, let me get a hit of you, like, let me get this. And you sniff the audience, which is such a weirdo thing to do. But and
I'm really
do you find people in, like, do you actually smell an audience? Like, can you actually get a sense of them?
Yeah. Well, taking just that time of, like, looking at them and smelling them, what I'm most interested in my work as a cabaret performer is this intimacy. You know, why else am I playing rooms that are, you know, 70 to 150 people? Other than that, I mean, we actually get a feeling of being together. And so that is kind of, there's different ways that I do it, but that's one of the ways where I just kind of, I'm not only breaking the fourth wall, but I'm penetrating it.
What does Melbourne smell like?
A mixture of eucalyptus, bat shit, footy shorts, meat pies, and good coffee and culture.
If you take out the coffee and the good culture, you got my brother's bedroom when I was growing up. So well done.
Did he have eucalyptus trees in there?
Well, you know,
he was growing weed.
There was always eucalyptus, you know, because that's what your mum had put on a hanky and put on your pillow. And
really?
Okay. And clean the bathtub with it because it's an everything plant. It's amazing.
True. Yeah.
So how are you going with the festival? So your first show was like April 3, which must seem like years ago for you.
Yeah.
And you're going through it all the 22nd.
Yeah. I'm going well. You know, I dabble in circles of comedians, but I don't consider myself a comedian because I feel like that kind of, like people ask me all the time, oh, I say I'm a chanteuse and comedienne, but I'm adding N-N-E at the end, and I feel like that changes the meaning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because and people are like, oh, you do stand-up, and I'm like, well, I'm standing up when I do it, but sometimes I'm sitting down. Really, I mean, I think about pacing like white straight men pacing the floor, you know, holding a microphone.
There's been a lot of that these last few weeks.
Yeah, and that's just not really, I mean, there's some colors of men, but no, there's actually a lot of women in this festival, which is exciting. Yeah, and I feel like, you know, in my short lifetime, I've seen a shift in comedy towards the feminine, but it's still, there's still some of it that's women emulating men, which is not what I'm doing.
Mm. I noticed
lady bloke comedy
in this festival this year. There's more older women, sort of middle-aged women strutting their stuff. I feel like there's been more than usual.
Mm. Yeah,
you know, they've done this. And
What is middle age though?
I heard 50 plus. Yeah. I've been called
for us. It's anything older than us. Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, that, what do they say? A definition of an alcoholic is anybody who drinks more than their doctor. You know,
depending on your doctor. Yeah.
That's right. So
someone just told me though that middle age is if you double your age and it's not a travesty when you die.
Oh, you're right. Middle age. That's good. I like
it. I think I'm already at the point where if I died tomorrow, they'd go, yeah, she had a good run.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
should have. All right.
If you died during this interview, I'd be proud.
It'd be. Well, no, to be fair, I would have had a good run.
Yeah, good innings.
Yeah, no, good innings.
Yeah. So, how would you describe your show to those of us who haven't seen it yet?
Okay, so it's like being in my velvet gloved palm, and I'll sing the
Can I say
good. I'll sing the shit out of songs. I'll say some humorous things in between, but I'll touch on some hard truths about America.
Well, there's so many.
And hopefully
so
the sleeping pills will have way.
Well, you do you find it, I know that it's probably a gag that you open with, but when you apologize for being American, do you sense any part of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt that, but I felt that my whole life. You know, it's not just Pudgy McTrumperson. It's
we're collecting a list of nicknames for Trump.
So good.
Pudgy McTrumperson.
Another one I say in my show is Cinnamon Hitler.
I just walked past a Mexican restaurant. They had a cartoon that said El Trump idiot or something like that. I thought it was good.
We'll take a photo.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one, but but it was a Mexican restaurant in Australia, so working with some language issues. I am Vanilla ISIS. That's a good one.
apologizing for being American.
I am. I've always apologized for being American. I pretended I was Canadian before.
That accent.
Oh yeah, they don't.
A lot of us are dumb.
Yeah. If you just
feels very New York. But
if you say sorry. You just throw in a sorry or in a couple of A's. Yeah. I pretended I was Finnish before. Yeah, because nobody will call you on that language.
Right, yeah.
Like, I'm so sorry, I'm Finnish. Oh, yes. Oh, you want to buy me coffee? Great.
That sounds racist, but go on. Yeah.
Does it sound racist or just
just like, oh, no, sorry, I mean bad accent.
Bad accent. Yes. I do feel like the apology is more like, yeah, it's a new level of sorry because it was a shock to all of our souls, the people that have, you know, of sound mind and liberal tendencies, that someone so horrific and so offensive to not only women, but people of color, immigrants, the disabled. I mean, the list goes on and on. And just the, you know, sophomoric way he runs his life.
Yeah.
The transparent insecurity. It just feels like so shocking that his lies would go over on anybody.
We're all shocked down here, man.
You guys had Tony Abbott. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Trump's a step.
That's an atrocity, but it's not Trump.
It is. You're right.
Because, you know, Abbott didn't have the worldwide so-called
power. He doesn't have the platform.
Yeah, you're right. Like, but you still...
At least your guy doesn't run around in tiny budgie smuggler pants. True.
Well, it could happen.
It could happen.
I just think...
The tennis outfit's bad enough.
Mm. Yeah.
I just think that the amount of great culture that has come out of America, the United States, over the years, and you talk about it yourself in terms of your immense knowledge of all the great musics that have come out of America and your appreciation of all those great recording artists.
Yeah.
When you apologize for being American... It's like people from other cultures apologizing for being Iraqi or being wherever because of their leaders. Like, there must at some point be this groundswell of, no, we are an amazing culture. We have great culture.
I think the difference is because we're in this position of power or supposed power, you know, that there's this responsibility. And so it's that whole thing. It's like when you have privilege, then you should apologize for being dickheads. I think, you know, it's just like when I often feel like apologizing for all white people.
Yeah.
You know, and that's actually, I think, the kind of the viewpoint that holds us back is that when people don't want to apologize for things that they weren't like directly
involved in,
for.
Yeah,
it's a reflection on your culture. Yeah.
Yeah. So
we're not without guilt in that department as
honey,
well.
I know, and I will point that back at you. Don't you? If you get too high on your horse here,
we're fully cognizant of that.
Yeah. Can I just interrupt proceedings to say that the lovely Ken has texted in, you'll like this, Rizzo. Yes. Ken has said, "Oh my God, girls, thanks for introducing me to that song. I had to Shazam it after the second line. What a great voice."
Thank you, Ken.
One of our members.
Ken Rizzo. Mm.
Ken Rizzo.
That's right. Sir Ken Rizzo.
All the way from New York City. That's
my brother.
Now, tell me, when you're doing your show, we've had a lot of comedians and performers and cabaret people in here. When you're doing your show, how elastic is it? Like, do you change up things?
As much as I can try to keep in the 70 minutes.
So you're not rigidly stuck to what you...
No, also I'm interested in making my band laugh.
Oh, yeah.
And it's because they're not, my little monkeys. They won't laugh at things that they've heard over and over again. So, but it's always...
They're just rolling their eyes.
We have a good relationship. I'm so excited. My band is predominantly women in Australia.
Right.
I mean, there's three people.
Have you used local artists?
Yeah,
here?
Melbourne.
Fantastic.
Melbanian. Yeah, so I have...
Melbanian?
Melbourne. Yeah, I have a Fran Swin on guitar, who's also a lesbian, and I've got I've got Tamara Murphy, who's a mother,
diversity.
And then I've got Hugh Harvey, who's a beautiful white man.
We should give him.
Gotta have one though.
Yeah, he's my token white man. Yeah.
Equality rules.
It sounds to me.
I'm an omnisexual. I'm a carnivore.
There you go.
I'm the unicorn of bisexuality.
If I was at home listening or in my car, God forbid, how would you sell the show to me? Is it 100% music? So there's no gags. You're not a stand-up show. You'd say a comedic cabaret performer with great songs like the one we just heard.
Yeah, I have like witticisms and pointed things. And then also I do a bit of physical humor. It's basically, you know, I'm like a modern day Bette Midler. And like, you know, the songs I go serious because, yeah, it's like super real music. It's
and you write as well, don't you? You write and do composition as well.
Yeah. So, and then I do covers, you know, I'm doing a mashup of D'Angelo's Shit Damn Mother Effer and Bang Bang, you know, to talk about gun control. And I'm doing Portishead's Give Me a Reason to Love You. You know, you remember that song?
Yeah.
Mashed up with Peggy Lee's Woman as a way to talk about, you know, reproductive rights in America. So within the songs and the song choices, there's humor, but the songs aren't, you know, joke songs.
Yeah.
But I'm funny in between, or else I wouldn't be in a comedy festival. It'd be really weird if it was just this serious.
They wouldn't have let you in, mate.
Yeah, I don't think so.
What's the thing you love most about Melbourne?
Oh, God, there's so much to love.
Because you seem to genuinely like Melbourne.
I feel like Melbourne is the New York of Australia. It's
We always say that.
Tick. Yeah. It's
that and a lesbian in the band.
I know.
It is a cultured city, isn't it?
It's a cultured city. It's a cool city. You can feel it just on this. There's a street life vibrancy.
It's great during the comedy festival here. We all love Melbourne.
I also love it that when you arrived here, 3 weeks ago, you would have been in a singlet and pants. And now you're in a full duffel coat.
I know.
It's hilarious.
I know.
No, sorry about that.
I'm just walking around in a sleeping bag.
Yeah, that's right.
No, but I'm, you know, originally from the Oregon coast. So do you know where the Oregon coast is?
Is it northwest?
Yeah. Good job. So Portland, yeah. I was born on the ocean in Oregon, and so I'm used to rain. And so Melbourne weather doesn't really scare me that much. I was actually an exchange student in the suburbs of Melbourne when I was 17.
Get out! Wow. Name the suburb.
Vermont.
Oh, Vermont.
South.
Wow. Vermont.
I think when Americans end up in Vermont, they're like, this is not Vermont.
It's almost the sticks, really?
No, really. It was really shocking.
And did they slap it out of you saying Vermont?
Yeah, Jefferson. Vermont South.
Vermont.
Yeah, I went to Mount Waverly Secondary College.
Wow.
That's kind of my...
I wore a jump suit.
If you were at school with Lady Rizzo, please text in.
Oh, my God, can you imagine?
0427-join-949. We will find one of your classmates.
That's amazing. No, they... Because
or
they,
even
they,
if you went
with
to...
With Amelia, I would have been Amelia.
Yeah. I don't think you're running around at a 14-year-old going, call me Lady Rizzo.
I actually had a... Oh, my God. I don't think my host family is listening, but I had
You don't think they're bang up for the gay radio? You never know.
I don't know. I had a secret affair with another exchange student girl.
I thought you were gonna say my host.
No, a girl that was also an exchange student in the house.
I think that's kind of what you have to do if you're an exchange student.
Yeah.
That's rife in the exchange student community.
You know, the definition of the exchange.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, bodily fluid exchange student. Yeah.
We were like, we can just share a room.
Now, I have completely glossed over Grammy Award winning artist. With Lady Moby, Rizzo. Run us through the Grammy. For what?
I kind of feel it was on the coattails, but I'll take the statue anyways. I'm on a Grammy winning album. Yo-Yo Ma did a series of duets.
Yeah.
And so because it was a series of duets, then all the people he duetted with got a Grammy because it won a Best Classical Crossover that year. So
did you do... You were singing in the duet? Wow.
No, I was playing chopsticks.
I was going to say,
she was dancing. It was a choreography thing.
I was breathing.
I'm so going to
find... Heavy breaths.
I'm going to get in touch with Mount Waverley Secondary College and...
And what?
Dig that out. Yeah, I don't know. It sounds so threatening, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So ominous.
Tell them about my affair. No, it's the song is This Little Light of Mine. You could find it if you want. But it's Yo-Yo Ma.
Great.
So if there were tickets still available, they may be sold out now because mention Bette Midler. So our audience will, of course,
just had a text from Bette Midler and she actually considers herself the current
Lady Rizzo.
Yeah.
I know. I'm surprised, actually, she hasn't found me yet, like, because I know that she'd like my show a lot.
Yeah, get her along.
Get onto that.
It's at the famous Spiegel tent. Art Centre Melbourne. Is it cold in the Spiegel right now? Would be.
No, there's so much heat in there.
Yeah, actually, they were freaking out that they didn't have air conditioning.
Yeah, all that hot air.
Great, so it's toasty warm.
Why are you talking about it? It's a beautiful day today.
No, it's great today.
I mean, we had those 2 days where the icy, cold hand of winter reminded you who's boss.
Yeah, that's right. And it was a blow. It's been very windy, and that's not my favourite thing. You've run from the 3rd of April, and you're finishing up the 22nd, which would be this Sunday, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So how many shows is that left? Tonight,
math
tomorrow night?
Was not my
four more shows. You're not doing matinees, just the day show.
Four more shows. So tonight is Thursday?
Yep. Yeah, you don't do a Sunday. Yeah, you do Sunday at 7:40. But nightly at 8:40.
8:45, I thought. Isn't that my show?
Just say 8:40, that'll be
8:40. I think that's for Australia. For Melburnians, you need just to take 5 minutes off. We're notoriously 5 minutes late to everything.
Oh, I see.
Because we're grabbing our coat. Just in case.
And a coffee on the way.
That's right. Comedyfestival.com.au is how you can get tickets to Lady Rizzo. Open brackets, USA, close brackets.
Mm. Heading home
or Canada.
I'm going to LA for a week. Yeah. And then I'll play some shows in New York. Yep. And then I'm going to be in Vancouver for 5 months playing in a Spiegel tent in Queen Victoria Park.
That's kind of like the, Vegas. Like, you're there for residency.
Yeah.
As if you're Britney in Vegas or something.
Yeah. I'm the Britney of Vancouver, Canada.
Yeah, totally. That's where I was going.
There's your sound grab. We've been waiting for it. It's been waiting for it to come down. I've heard that there's some pretty nasty audience participation in your show.
Nasty?
Scary?
Nasty. I would say it's very tender.
Okay. But a lot of people don't like. So how do you encourage Australians particularly? I think that we are uptight people.
So, I mean, the kind of forefront. Like, I'm a diva, I'm quick-witted, I could be bitchy, but everything I do is from love, and I am not ever I'm never interested in embarrassment. Mm. Like, that's just not where I find my own humor. I do a game in it that I single one person out, and I say this part is not optional, but it's a game that requires consent, and I get verbal consent now.
Right.
And signing of a form.
Yeah, probably for the best. It's my greatest fear. Although, remember I got involved in that circus show, that Spencer. I got up and got involved in that. And I think once you let yourself do it, it's great. And if you trust a performer, and I guess by the point you get to audience participation, they already love you. So I'm sure that
they love me.
That she's time like, you got hypnotized, but we won't go there right now.
I don't even take them up on stage. We do it on the floor. Oh, okay. But it isn't. There is some, and they get a tank top afterwards.
Oh my god. Yeah. For a tank top. Anyway, we really got to get moving.
On the website.
Your merch is great.
That's all right.
That was amazing.
Yeah. And congratulations on the ultrasound, by the way. Thank you.
On the what?
On the ultrasound.
You got to tell that story now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no. It's too hard to explain.
I know.
Red, White and Indigo is Lady Rizzo's show in Melbourne. She's playing the Spiegel Tent at the famous Spiegel Tent Arts Centre Melbourne in the forecourt there. You can get your tickets at comedyfestival.com.au. Amelia, thanks so much for dropping by. Next time in Australia, please stay for longer.
I'm so excited to be here. This has been my best radio interview in Australia so far.
Wow. They all say that.
We're going to spew out into the street. And what will you do?
Wait,
it's just a verb. To spew you out into the street?
What?
To eject you into the... Is that not a word that...
It just sounds like you're about to puke.
Does it?
Yeah, to me, you're going to go spew out in the street. Why are we all puking together? It's an Australian kind of... It's a radio thing. We always puke at the end of our show.
Yeah. Right. Let's all spew together
now.
Tell
you that?
When you spew onto the street...
Does someone hold back my hair? I'm hoping. That's what I'm asking you.
It's very Australian.
Formally.
It's a very Australian friend act. Once you leave this building, what will you do?
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Well, I have a toddler.
Yeah.
He's 2 and a half.
He's traveling. He travels the whole series with you.
Yeah.
Wow. He's taking the tickets at the door tonight.
Yeah. I know. He did get on the drum set. Have you been to house party at all? No.
I've been to a house party, but not that house.
The Die Rattenpunkte.
Oh yeah.
They host this artists club thing that everybody's invited to, and they play on child's instruments. Mm-hmm. And he got on Astrid, the German woman there, her child sized drum kit. And he just wailed, and then someone was taking a video of it, and I think he's gonna be a drummer. I'm scared.
Oh, yeah,
I know. Can you imagine? Like,
well, you can bring your own band next time.
I know.
You have to employ Melbourne lesbians.
That's right.
Great. But that's, well, that adds a whole another dimension to touring, doesn't it?
It does. I know. A baby in a suitcase. I didn't know I would have enough suitcases to bring stuff for him, for me, and for Lady Rizzo. Oh,
that's fantastic. We're just loving to talk to you. We really probably should get on with the show. Yes. And play. I mean,
you guys have to talk about the Kardashians again.
I know. What would you call? We were thinking earlier that if we had to name the new royal baby,
yeah, the royal baby. Oh, we got William and Kate's baby, but
in Kanye and Kim style logic. Names.
Yep. Oh, what would you name him?
You know, yeah. So it can't be, you know, like Harry or, you know, like a Edward. It has to be something that they would come up with.
Yeah, home base.
Home base. That is good.
There you go.
Oh, I like that.
SS. They call it SS.
What's their surname?
Windsor.
Home base Windsor.
Windsor. That is,
and
home
it's correct.
Home base Windsor. Yeah. And you'd call him Homer or Homie.
Yeah. Basic.
Or her, he or them, shrim, shmerm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that the day that the royal family goes for gender neutral pronouns. It's going to be...
They've put their kids into kind of like a more progressive school, though.
Right.
Yeah. So who knows?
Hemp High School.
Tiny steps.
Mm. Tiny steps.
Lady Rizzo, thanks so much
tiny
for joining us.
Tiny gender neutral steps. Now
thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.